cooked supper, already got a stove and all that. Get up the next morning and roll it out there and start fishing. Just run it out far enough to where, of course, you can't fish with it running because it stirs up a lot of water.
We were talking about bullfrogs a while ago. What do you call those little
bitty
ones?
Spring frog.
What about the kind that just stay on the dry land in the garden?
Toad frog.
Yeah.
Gibby boy. Right. Yeah, toad frog. They eat flies. I worked at night. I'd have two or three of them trained. I'd have a hour. I didn't have anything to do but stay awake. We'd take those bastards out there. And I'd heard they'd eat buckshot. So I opened a shell at home. I got out there that night, I rolled and shot at that little toad frog and then see it moving, grabbed him a spot. He'd fill him up one night. He ate six one night. Take him by his feet, shake him, spit him out. We had a name for three or four of them. They'd always come up there. The boys that worked at night would feed them. After they'd eat lunch, they'd roll them something to eat. They'd come in there, two or three of them every night, right in front of the switchboard. Lights all over the place, and they blink around. One of them sit down and roll him something. I made one of them swallow a dime one night. I rolled the dime at it three or four times, finally got it to rolling pretty good. It rolled right up there, and he swallowed it just as good as he did a buckshot.
No. That's probably worth 10 cents anyway.
Boss ever caught us doing that. It'd have been too bad.
I guess so. Yeah.
What kind of seafood do people normally eat around here? What's some of the kinds of seafood?
Seafood?
Yeah.
We have everything that you have to tell the present now since you've been able to refrigerate it. See, they have the fishing boats coming over that clearing and over the beaches. They go down there, these fellas do with a refrigerated truck, fly them right off the boat. Pull them in there in that ice or in that refrigerator, bring them back over here in petrol, and burn it pressure. Three or four people have been doing things themselves, fishing, seafood. I never did see them with any lobsters, but I don't think they catch any lobsters down there either.
Well, they catch oysters.
Oh, rest of them.
They catch oysters and shrimp?
Well, shrimp, yeah, they have regular shrimp boats coming down there. You buy shrimp wholesale right off the boat.
What about oysters?
That's an oyster. Oyster beds up around Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they got any further south. They might have. They see those oyster beds themselves. I think that the people going by so many acres, you see them have a regular bed like a garden. I feel there's a... I never have seen them. I've been to Pensacola, but I never have seen them.
What would you call it? It's kind of fresh water thing. It's got claws, and you know, you turn over a rock, it'll swim away backwards. You know what I'm talking about? Fresh water? Yes. Tarantula? No. Yeah. Huh? Crawfish? Y'all ever? Oh, crawfish. Yeah, they're in the water. They, you wait up those pictures.
You see those run under it. Rocking, you need to get the crawfish out. They're not big enough to eat. Fish. Most inch and a half, 2 inches long I've ever seen. I guess if you got enough of them, you can eat them. Biggest fish they got down there, garfish, that big old fish, he eats other fish. He's got teeth like an alligator. And he eats other fish.
Can't eat him, can
you? No, he's not fishing. He's hard as a brick. Yeah, he takes your bait and they're a regular nuisance. Once they get in the place, they eat up all the small amount of fish. We used to shoot them with a 22 rifle. And used to go out on top of the rock, trying to take them in. Don't pay any attention to you, standing on them. Take the 22 rifle, and shoot them just like you shoot them on the ground.